The Czech Republic is famous as a country of castles, but this week I had a chance to visit one that is truly exceptional, the renowned Konopiské Chateau, found just 40 kilometers south of Prague. Konopiské, together with its wide surroundings and gorgeous interiors, is of course particularly famous for its ill-fated last owner, the heir apparent to the Austrian throne, Archduke Francis Ferdinand, assassinated together with his wife in Sarajevo in 1914. The spark that set off the First World War. In this edition of Spotlight, we visit some of the magnificent rooms at Konopiské, where Francis Ferdinand and his family once used to welcome notable guests. But before we get to Francis Ferdinand, a little more on the castle's extensive history. I met with one of Konopiské's main guides, Miroslav Marek, this week. He explained that Konopiské goes back to the late 13th century when it was founded as a medieval castle by the Benešovs, complete with fortified walls, tall towers, and deep ditches. After their line died out in the 14th century, ownership passed to another famous noble family.
At the beginning of the 14th century, the family died out, and another Czech's family, Stemberg, took over here. And Stemberg's people, they spent here the longest period in comparison with another owners here, roughly 300 years they were home here. They later reconstructed the fortification in the Gothic-style castle.
Other notable owners were the Vrtbas, who transformed Konopiské into a Baroque palace. But of course, the one who left the greatest stamp on the chateau was its last owner, Francis Ferdinand, nephew of Austrian Emperor Franz Josef and the successor to the Austrian throne.
The last changes, of course, they were made by the last private owner of this castle, Austrian Archduke Francis Ferdinand d'Este, in the last decade of the 19th century, because Ferdinand, he took over here in year 1887. He bought Konopiské. He was supposed to pay on the time 2.5 million golden coins, a huge amount of money. But imagine that he was the richest Habsburg and one of the richest people in Europe. He became rich very easy, very simply, because he inherited, after his uncle from Modena, from Italy, Franz V d'Este, he inherited, and he wanted that somebody will continue with his family name, with the short predicate, d'Este. It was condition to accept the name and to receive the heritage. Franz accepted and he got. He got collections like weapons, pictures, palaces, castles, money. And imagine, he was 12 years young boy only on the time, and he became so rich. And he, after that, bought a Konopiště, and he later reconstructed Konopiště in the shape you can see just now, because what you see around, inside, outside, it was done during the last decade of the 19th century. How Konopiště looks now, looked on the time.
The very first room on view at Konopiške's tour of representational chambers is a hallway stuffed with an overwhelming amount of hunting trophies, which some visitors may find shocking, but which attests to Francis Ferdinand's aristocratic rank as well as the norms of his day. The collection also attests to his abilities as a marksman. He's said to have shot with rifle only and, according to sources, followed strict hunting etiquette, which required piety towards hunted animals. He was equally famous for downing game with one shot. Miroslav Marek again.
Of course, it was quite common on the time that the noble people living in the castles, they had such exotic animals in the castle. He also organized himself quite a long journey around the world. He spent 10 months on the, I would say, long holiday. He visited India, China, Japan, Australia, America as well, and on all the time he was active, and because he was very precise Austrian gentleman, everything was recorded, registered. You can see around it there are the shields with the name of the place and the date when the animals were killed, and this is the reason that we have the knowledge about the number of animals he killed. And he shot down during his life a little bit less than 300,000 different animals, including such exotic around us like Russian bears and antelopes from India and tigers from Nepal. Imagine that in this whole hunting hall, there is possible to find 860 pieces from left to right.
By comparison, one of the next rooms on the tour couldn't be more different. Far more personal and intimate, a room connected to the Archduke's lovely wife, Sofia Khotkova, who Francis Ferdinand married against his uncle's wishes.
Just are approaching the first salon for visitors for representation. According to the color you see on the wall, we call it pink salon. And this nice room is connected with very small cabinet. And you can see here, this is last lady, she used to live here. This is Franz Ferdinand's wife. For Franz Ferdinand, it wasn't easy to get married because he was an archduke. He was a successor in Austro-Hungarian Empire. And his wife, future wife, Sophie Chotek, she was only small Czech countess. And it was a very big difference between then talking about the nobility level. And, of course, emperor, on the time, Franz Joseph I, Franz Ferdinand's uncle, he was against the marriage to be closed. But finally, at the end, Franz Ferdinand, lucky, he got the permission and they closed marriage. But because such differences I mentioned before, they closed marriage which is not equal. We call such type of marriage morganatic marriage. And before the marriage party, wedding party was organized, Ferdinand must agree one law, one restriction law, in front of the whole court and in front of the emperor, of course, he must sign a law which was very hard against the children in future, because the children, they lost rights. Sons, they lost chance to be eventually nominated or promoted like emperors in the country, and also the children, they were not allowed to wear the name Habsburg. They used to wear the name after mother. During the wedding ceremony, Sophie Chotek, she got the title princess from Hohenberg, and the children, they used to be Hohenbergs after her. They used to wear the name Hohenberg, not Habsburg. On the time, it was quite unusual that he wanted to get married with such lady because it was a really big laugh, because he gave up. Practically. He gave up, he lost the chance to be eventually emperor, but he said, okay, I don't care, I would like to get married with this nice, beautiful lady, and he did.
And who did this painting?
Hungarian painter Kopai, and it was painted, I mean, in 1909, and she was at the time about 40. But she was very beautiful. People say that she was the second nice lady in monarchy. Maybe you know who was the number one. It was wife of Emperor Franz Joseph I. It was so-called Sissi, Empress Elizabeth. And she was Empress in Vienna capital, and she was very beautiful, people say.
Time passes all too quickly at Konopiske, even as history stands frozen in place. There is a cascade of impressions, from the view from the window into the gardens, to the cozy upholstering of guest bedrooms, to the luxury of the dining hall. In one's mind's eye, one tries to imagine what life must have been like for the noble family that once lived in this chateau. A day is barely enough to see everything, including a walk around the gardens by the nearby lake. But it is well worth it. Even now, one can't help but marvel over Francis Ferdinand's renovations, which completely transformed Konopiske to the comfortable family seat where he spent much of his life.
Yeah, he was a very wealthy man, but he knew how to invest money. And imagine that since the end of the 19th century, Konopiske was very well equipped because he made in the Konopiske castle central heating system. Since the year 1896, in the castle was electricity, because there is the pond, artificial lake, and the castle, and under it he had the Francis water turbine to produce electricity. Also, he let install the elevator to bring him home to the third floor, and 12 bathrooms were made here, with running cold and hot water, including shower, and everything what I said was done, was finalized till the end of the 19th century. It was 5-star hotel in comparison with the Schönbrunn Hofburg on the time.